The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
This is our 274th episode for the 25th of October, and just in case you needed reminding, it's only 2 months to Christmas. No, I'm sorry.
I did buy one of my favourite Christmas food items this week, actually.
Did you now?
Yes, because it will last forever. So it's not going to go off. One of those lovely Italian panettone.
Oh, right.
Bread cake things.
Yes.
They are delicious. Extremely expensive, actually. When I looked at the receipt when I got home, I went, oh, why is the food bill so high? Oh, that's right.
Did you buy butter?
No, I did not buy butter.
Yeah, well,
it was not on the
list. No. Was it as expensive as buying butter?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, yes, almost.
Good heavens. I'm not a great fan of it.
Oh, I love it.
But, yes, that's all it needs.
I suppose it's sweet, but in a not obnoxiously sweet way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can eat it, but not a lot of it.
Yes. I'm not. Anybody out there who can give me advice on how to slice it, I'd be grateful.
With a knife?
Oh, not with my laser eyes.
No, I'm not sure what the correct answer is. Laser
kiwi. Because it's like a big round cylinder, right?
Yeah.
So.
With a hat. With a Chinese fishing hat.
It's like a chef's hat, kind of. And it's quite tall, like it's probably, I don't know.
You wouldn't fit in a
20 centimetres tall, right?
Yep.
I never know how to slice it. I want to mess with people and do it in, you know,
geometric
ways.
From the bottom up, or do you slice top down?
Or do you slice it into wedges like a round cake? I don't slice round cakes like that. I mess with the universe and cut it and slice in slices. I don't know how you're supposed to cut it, whether you're supposed to cut it in half, like, you know, horizontally, and then cut it into, I really don't know. There are so many ways.
The great questions of the universe will always be asked in the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. This is our Labour Weekend and Halloween edition, because it's Labour Weekend this weekend, and before next show, Halloween happens. We'll be checking out what's going on around the South at this time of the year. Got some great new music to share with you, some classic stuff as well. And speaking of food, tell you about a really cool dining experience we had last week. Interesting choice. We went out for dinner on Friday night.
It was ages ago.
It was last Friday.
I know. I'll remember.
Your memory is Napoleon. I may have used that joke twice on the night.
Yes, you did. And it was good.
Yes. The first time. Yeah. Not so much.
No, not the joke, the meal.
Oh, yeah. Could I have some ointment for that burn, please? Thank you very much. It was a sad day, though, and we'll explain why shortly. First piece of music that you've tracked down for today was, I'm trying to get inside your mind here for a second, was the thought Halloween?
Oh, and I'd have got away with it too if it weren't for those darn kids.
Yes.
Yes.
The man at the abandoned fairground.
Yes. Yes. So I was trawling through, you know, various lists of things, looking for good Halloween options, apart from, you know, the Monster Mash and Thriller, and the obvious, because, you know...
Ghostbusters.
Not so much of the obvious for me, but... and this came up, actually, and I was reminded of the many, many happy episodes, happy times we watched episodes with the boys, because they loved it.
Oh, to hell with them. I loved it as a kid myself. Yeah, that's how old it is.
Yep, well, it's almost as old as I am.
Jeez.
In fact, it's probably having its anniversary, 55th anniversary this year, I want to say.
Interestingly... because this is the original version of the theme song to this television show, which you've probably figured out by now. do you remember the... Do you remember the song Yummy, Yummy, Yummy?
Yes.
It's by the same group.
Ah, yes, I knew their name sounded familiar.
Classified as bubblegum rock, and Yummy, Yummy, Yummy came out in 1966. Again, a good year.
Well, yes, indeed. Well, that kind of fits with my choice for later on the day as well, actually, the bubblegum-iness. But anyway, we'll come to that. Scooby-Doo, where are you?
can you name all the characters?
Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Fred.
Fred, I was going to call him Mike. What's her name with the glasses?
Velma.
Velma. No, not Valerie, is it? Oh, now I'm confused. No, I can't, is the short answer. Cause Daphne? You know, I couldn't even remember last Daphne? Friday. Mm-hmm. Daphne, that's right.
Yes, Daphne.
And
Velma,
Shaggy.
And Scooby. And we don't, no.
No, don't, we don't mention the other
don't
one.
Don't mention the small one.
No.
Because that was about when it went tits up.
Yes, that might have been around about the time that Hanna-Barbera was absorbed into Warner Brothers, was it?
Oh, I was going to say, was it Disney that killed it because they're doing it to everything else?
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know, that's just a guess. But yeah, we didn't really affiliate with the other
one. With the smaller dog?
But yeah, the boys loved it. And Ludlow, the youngest... even in his mid-teens, would, prior to Netflix, drag out the CD set that we own, DVD set that we own, and watch them on high repeat, because he just, that's the way he is. He doesn't mind watching things over and over again.
One of those is mine. Do you know which one?
The oldest one?
No. Ooh, she's on fire today and might be yet before the show ends.
No, you're not allowed to light fires. It's windy.
Oh, yeah, true. The one where they meet Kiss.
Oh, yes, of course. And then, of course, there's the episode of going to the live-action movie.
Yeah.
While I was pregnant with...
That was the first of the live-action movies.
Yeah, which was...
heavily pregnant.
I was heavily pregnant, and it was way more amusing than I had expected. And there was there was a farting scene in it, and I nearly lost the plot completely.
I thought she was going to give birth.
Yes, if not, wet my pants, and a combination of both, possibly. But anyway, that was mildly amusing.
There were tears.
Farts
are funny.
Well,
That was just letting you know before you had boys all over the house.
Yes, I was just going to say, having come from a household of girls, farts weren't funny at all. And I wasn't even allowed to call them farts.
Oh, what were they, poots or fluffs?
No, they were... oh, don't mock me. It's not my fault. Making smells. Oh, Mum, Lyndall made a smell. I'm like, oh, man. so that was one of the many words that I was never allowed to use. Along with some others. So I've become nearly a grown-up that that I'm allowed to call it farts in my own house. I still wouldn't at Mum's, to be fair. Scooby-Doo, the predictable, it's kind of like Mills and Boone, I suppose, the predictable format and the nonsense... the sound effects.
It's only just occurred to me that it was a predictable format.
Really?
No. No.
You knew the good guys were going to win.
Spoiler alert.
I think that's why I quite like the old K-drama, because it's similar format and there's going to be a happy ending.
It's like House. Usually. He'll struggle through until about, 40 minutes into the show and then he'll miraculously discover a cure.
And 30 minutes into the show, Linda would have worked out what, what it was anyway. Anyway, so it's only a little short wee number, but I'm sure it'll bring back some lots of memories for lots of people. Here we go. To start off your Halloween week, Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. Pretend you got a slipper. You're not fooling me, cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery. So Scooby-Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack.
That's a fact.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know you'll catch that villain.
There you go, it's the Ohio Express and the Scooby-Doo theme song. You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Radio South and 96.4 FM is the platform it comes off. It's delivered through their website, radiosouthland.org.nz, on Apple Podcasts, or if you're an Android, you'll find the accessmedia.nz app in Google Play. Just remember, when you've downloaded it, select Radio Southland as your station. Next Friday is Halloween.
No. What's the day today? Thursday. Yes, it is next Friday.
Yeah. Jeez, don't do that to me. all that research. Next Friday is Halloween, which was one of the reasons why that happened. Apparently, because I made a suggestion in the workplace during the week that maybe for Halloween we could all do cosplay.
Oh. You have to be careful how you say and when you say cosplay, I think.
How's that?
Well, you know.
Just different to Thursday night dress up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
cosplay. and apparently, this is all under control.
Oh.
And there's some new fad, there's some new viral trend, which is not in pandemic form, where people, let me get through this, where people dress up as a ghost by putting a sheet over their head and, you know, and glasses on.
Yes.
And then they have used technology to erase out the feet. And you see them kind of hovering.
Yes.
And I went, what if somebody CGs in a burning cross? Which kind of went over the head. It's like, you want to make sure that the sheet was very rounded on the top, which if it was on my head, it would be.
Yes.
It's not a pointy head. It's a fat one.
Yes, that's right.
so apparently, that's what we're going to do.
The burning cross bit or just the sheet bit?
No, just the sheet, okay. I think. Probably better that way. And then it'll magically appear somewhere.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Those will be really interesting shaped ghosts.
Well, it's like some of those.
Sorry. shivers.
I won't be tall.
Where are the sheets coming from?
Not our place.
I've got. Oh, no, I don't think I've got any left, actually.
No.
Any white ones?
No. No, stepping away.
Okay.
So that's next Friday. Trick or treat. Smell you my feet.
Yes, well, we can talk about that some more next week, but I thought I'd get on early.
Yeah. Have we got sweets?
No.
Because it's always a good thing. You buy sweets, nobody turns out where you eat them.
Yeah, that's right. But now it's really hard to buy them without them being individually packaged.
Well, if nobody's coming.
I know. But doesn't
matter.
The companies that make the sweets don't sell them in bags that are, you know, I haven't been to the...
Can't we just get a party mix?
Yeah, but they're not like ghost shapes and stuff, are they? So it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be able to get those big kilo bags of gummy, you know,
yep.
And they were a mixture of ghosts and teeth. Mm-hmm. And, but I,
bats.
I don't know whether they do those anymore.
Do the Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got lots of cute bat photos in my Instagram feed.
Yes. Just like going to say that she does have a thing about bats.
I do have a thing about bats.
And not the thing.
That's why we should go back to Singapore, actually.
What, for the bats?
Yes.
Have you not seen them in Japan?
Yes, but those big fruit bats that they keep in the
zoo.
The zoo or the gardens or wherever it is, they're amazing. Big, furry, frightening things as they swoop down over your head.
I didn't see them.
No, which I'd like you to see them.
Oh, well, one day when we go to the Grand Prix there. Sure, well, I don't want to go during the Grand Prix, to be fair.
No. Although, this year was, there was all sorts of stuff around the Grand Prix that, you know, lots of K-pop groups invited to hang out with people like Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
And concerts and stuff. But who could afford to be there at that time of the year? Not me.
So, when Lindell tried to run away.
just didn't really just work saying, out I'd so already well. Booked my flight. It yep. was too late.
and went to the UK via Singapore. So when I decided to go over and visit and snare her, I went the same way. And so we'd both been through Singapore.
I had a couple of extra days, though. I had like 3 or 4 days in Singapore on my way. You only had a...
But when we went back after we got married, and it was nice because it was our first time travelling away together. And we arrived in Singapore and it was Chinese New Year and everything was shut apart from Little India.
And it was rainy.
Yeah, it was a bit wet.
Yeah.
Around about 3 in the afternoon.
Well, still plenty to do. Some of the stuff was not what we'd anticipated.
Yeah, which was fine.
Yes.
Yep. Halloween. Halloween. Yeah, yes. That's right.
We'll talk some more about that next week.
Speaking of costumes, Ace Frehley from Kiss died.
Yes.
Sadly, last Friday. And so he was the guy in the group who was the spaceman. And there have been a couple of others who've filled that role across the years to derision and hate from assorted people. You mean Ace costume? But he was a recognised guitarist. He was the person who designed their logo.
Ah, interesting.
Used to be a taxi driver. Had a few scars on his face from going through a windshield. But sadly, I had a fall at home and a brain bleed and ended up passing away. Now, he wasn't a great singer, it would be fair to say. And even though he wrote songs on the Kiss albums, he didn't perform the vocals, the lead vocals, did backing vocals with Paul Stanley and was standing slightly further back from the microphone. But it wasn't until their 1977 album, Love Gun.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh,
Cupid's arrow.
Baloney pony.
Oh, no. I'm never eating baloney again.
That's... oh, gosh, the guy who did Spaceballs, Mel Brooks.
Oh, yes.
anyway, sorry.
There's a theme.
Where were we?
Oh, Love Gun.
Oh, yeah. So it was their 1977 album, Love Gun, where Ace finally did lead vocals on a song that he wrote. He actually wrote a song on the first album, which was called Cold Gin. On the second album, Hotter Than Hell, that I'm still trying to find an LP of, he wrote Parasite. But Love Gun, Shock Me was the song.
Oh.
And so that's the next one that I've got to play. But I've got the version that comes from Kiss Alive 2, which came out in 1978, I think, just after the Love Gun tour. And it was my first Kiss album. which I had on cassette. I now have the double LP in a frame on my orifice wall. And they hand over the microphone to him, and he does it. And it's the song that he has his lead guitar break in, and the guitar does the smoking thing and what have you. Not that you're going to see that, because this is radio, and that's not how that works. Yes. You can imagine smoke pouring from the guitar when you can hear the guitar solo. Anyway, I think what I should do is just basically hand over to Paul Stanley and hit play.
We got a little surprise for you tonight. We're going to turn the microphone over to Ace Frehley. Shock me!
You make me feel at ease. You give
So from the Kiss album Alive 2, that is Kiss with the late Ace Frehley and Shock Me. It's Frehley, not Frehley. I can always remember that because it's Frehley's Comet, which was actually his band when he went solo.
Oh.
After getting kicked out of Kiss.
Well, oops.
A bit too much to drink.
Bet he didn't have that on his own.
Well.
Rich coming from the others.
Well, you see, because Gene never drank or smoked.
No,
same for
that.
Paul. Or Paul had a drink, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
No drugs.
Lots of others too.
Lots of women.
Yes.
And quite unashamedly. When I bought that album on the double cassette in 1978, quite cleverly, I'd gone on a bus trip to Dunedin, which is what I did to do my shopping for such things. Usually buy an album and go and see a movie. And I was staying with my grandmother in Stirling, you know, the little one you'd met.
Yeah.
Poor woman. Tortured with that for a week on, on her mono cassette player.
Oh, dear Lord. Patience is a virtue.
That's why she sat in the kitchen and I was in the lounge caning it. Absolutely caning it. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Thanks, Radio Southland. And don't forget, the show is always available first for you if you follow us on our Facebook page. And a link to stream it goes up at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Otherwise, it's pretty much everywhere from about midday on Saturday, once the show has finished its broadcast. This Saturday, 25th, is 2 months to Christmas. It's also Labour weekend, so you know most people get the old 3-day weekend, and there's the additional surcharge at food outlets on Monday. But
yeah, far out.
Not McDonald's. Oh, you know they've got to pay penal rates for as long as they do.
Well, yes.
Because there's probably some that don't.
Mm.
But a couple of Labor Day staples that happen here in the South, which we highly recommend, particularly if you've got small people, because they're a great excuse. The Great Little Train Show. Southern Society of Model Engineers have this at their club grounds and at the Badminton Hall at Surrey Park here in Invercargill. It's their 40th time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been 40 times, but I know I haven't.
Well.
We did go a lot of years.
Yeah.
We haven't been for a couple of years, actually.
No.
Can't
have a look.
Yep.
It's $2 for kids, $8 for adults, or there's a family pass, 2 adults and up to 3 children for $15, and they do have EFTPOS.
And they do have, they used to have excellent hot dogs.
Yes.
Most excellent hot dogs.
And there's lots of food and things that you can buy, model trains. Look, the train setups are just incredible.
Oh, so much patience and attention to detail.
And not just train setups, girls. Lots of models.
Yep.
And generally I'll be looking at the stuff to buy because I like that. And then, of course, there's the little steam trains that they have on the circuit out in the park itself, and it was $2 for a ride on that. And boys used to enjoy that up to a ripe old age, actually.
Yeah, heck yeah. Oh, it was fun.
We'd have a fight amongst ourselves to see who got to go with them.
Yeah.
Slightly facetious.
Yes.
I'll just be standing up on the bridge watching you eating the hot dog.
Wave to me as you go past.
Yeah. So that's on both Saturday and Sunday. Don't ask me the times. Sunday, though, is the Labour Weekend Truck Parade from 1 o'clock. Travels from Bill Richardson Drive, Fox Street Corner, goes down there to Bond Street, then left onto Tweed Street, all the way down Tweed Street, finishing at the Tweed Street, Regent Street intersection. Then they have a prize giving at Big Willie's from 5 o'clock. So that's 1 o'clock on Sunday. Park up somewhere along the route and get to see a whole lot of fabulous trucks that have been lovingly polished. And it's always quite impressive.
Yeah.
And if the weather's shitty, you can sit in the car and watch it.
Yeah, although I don't find the new route as, I don't know, something as much fun, actually, as the old one. But it's just me. I hate Bond Street. It's terrible.
I remember one year when I was still working at Fovo, and we had, remember that blue Jeep Cherokee that Fovo had? I think it was parked up at your house a couple of times. It was to lead the truck parade. And so I'm sitting in the position down at the railway yards, which is where it started at that point. And some guy comes along and jumps in the front seat with me and says, right, are we ready? And, oh, okay, fire it up. And away we went. And the truck's all following along behind. And just before we got to the end, he says, I'll just pull over here. And out he got and away he went. He had nothing to do with the parade.
Oh, my God, I've not heard this story before.
He was just a random who came and jumped into the...
you,
you could have knocked me over. It's like, what the? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday just happened.
That's brilliant.
Well played, that man.
Yes.
I have no idea who you are, but well played. He got a great view of everybody. Yes. Waving away he was.
He couldn't see any trucks, though, because he's at the front.
Yeah, well, he was there to see the people. To be fair, he wasn't a bunny burner. Was slightly, maybe a sandwich missing somewhere, but actually it was lovely conversation.
Ah, well, there you go. So always wear your lanyard.
Yes. Well, I don't think they have that lanyard or wristband or what have you. Let's check out, before we get into our musical taste of Asia, because we've got a couple of things coming up, let's check out what happened in the wild world of sport. Last weekend, semi-finals at the NPC, and thanks to a Brow, our friend who kept us up to date with the schools on both nights.
He did ask permission.
He did, bless at him. Least. So on Friday night, Otago beat Bay of Plenty convincingly, 41-17. And Saturday night, Canterbury scored its place in the final when they downed Hawke's Bay, 43-19. So this weekend is the final, which Canterbury host. Time to kick off at the earlier time, 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, is there something on later
on? I don't know. Maybe they're trying to make it family friendly.
Is there a...
There's not an All Blacks test.
No, because they're going on the Northern Tour.
They're going on the Northern Tour in a fortnight. It's just when it is.
Fair enough.
Motor racing, last weekend was the United States Grand Prix in Austin, Texas. Saturday sprint race. Jeez, what a start. Won by a struggling Max Verstappen. Mercedes George Russell was second, and Williams Carlos, piano accordion player, Sainz, was third. The McLarens collided at the first corner after Oscar Piastri was hit by Nico Hülkenberg, but to be fair, Nico hit him because Oscar made a silly late swerve. Chaos ensued. I think it also took out Yuki and Fernando. Can you hear the drum with Fernando? The Grand Prix itself is on Sunday. Much more comfortable win for Verstappen over McLaren's Lando Norris, and Ferrari's Charles Leclerc was third, Hamilton fourth. So Max is now closing in on the McLaren duo. Be fair to say, if McLaren had been issuing team orders and picked somebody to accumulate the points, they'd have won the Drivers' Championship. But they haven't.
Well, good on them, actually.
So now they've got Max Verstappen closing in on them. So Piastri is still the leader of the Drivers' Championship, and I know the boys are big Lando fans, but I'm cheering for Piastri. He's got 364 points, which is 14 ahead of his teammate, and then Max, 24 points back from Lando, and 40 points from Oscar. And bearing in mind we've got 5 rounds left, including 2 more sprint rounds in Brazil and Qatar.
He did it again.
If you were pretending to drive, would that be air? Probably.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. It's a great track. I'd like to go there.
We can never go there because it's just going to keep coming out of your face.
I want to go to Yas Marina in Abu Dhabi. That way I can go Abu Dhabi doo.
Well, we've already played them today.
I know. The next race is Mexico this Monday, 9 o'clock New Zealand time. Repco Supercars Championship. It's the Boost Mobile Gold Coast 500 this weekend. So since the weather's shitty, that's sorted out.
Better buy more snacks.
Last Monday, the race at Talladega in NASCAR. Shane Van Gisbergen finished just outside the top 10, 11th, which is great. Starting to nail those ovals. This Monday, it's the Xfinity 500 at Martinville.
Speaking of 11th.
Yes.
Cormac.
Well, funny you should mention that. Cormac, last weekend, the Moto3 GP circus was at Phillip Island, which is the closest home race for Cormac. Very windy conditions, and it's a very open seaside circuit. But he stayed on his bike, which is a good start, and finished in the points. And as Lyndall said, that was 11th overall.
Woohoo! And has been well praised for battling it out to stay 11th.
Yeah, well, there was a whole lot of backwards and forwards.
There was a wee bunch of them, about 4 or 5 of them, and he was in and out, but he held on and got 11th.
So much racing and passing, which is really cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Although as these lads get through puberty,
yes,
they get bigger and the bikes look tiny.
Yes, well, I think they
look a little like clown bikes.
Yes, yeah.
That said, if I was on one, I'd shit my pants.
Yes, and I couldn't hold it up probably, the bike.
Oh, okay. There are only 3 rounds to go this weekend. They're at Sepang
oh my God.
In Malaysia. Great circuit. Formula One should still be going there. And that's on Sunday. And, of course, good news.
We've seen it from the air.
Yes, we did.
Haven't we?
We were flying back from London to Singapore with Bouncing Baby inside, and we could see it from the air.
Yes.
Great looking circuit. So good news also that Cormac has re-signed with his team for 2026, which is great. Brendan Leach, along with his co-driver Matt Day from Auckland, competed in the final round of the South Island Endurance Series at Highlands last weekend. They finished third in the three-hour race. Former Southlander Glenn Brazier and another Lamborghini and his co-driver Andrew Waite, the guy who does TV commentary, they were second. And in the one-hour race they had up there, Invercargill's Jordan Mickles in the Evolution Motorsport Mustang was the winner of that. Later in the year, Brendan's off to Italy for the Lamborghini Super Truffle World Championships, which he defends his title on the 8th and 9th of November. And he's got a busy year next year, which is great. Well done.
Yeah, yes.
Fluffy Slipper Lounge, Taste of Asia time as the music rolls on. What have you got?
Oh, I've got a ripper.
Speaking of bubblegum. It's not really.
Well, it is, actually, randomly.
Very rocky.
Also from the Halloween search. Referring to the bubblegum part, this genre of music is called kawaii metal.
Cute metal.
So, cute metal. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm not even spending 360 how many days?
Oh, I'm nearly at a year.
Really?
I'm 340-something.
On Duolingo?
Yes.
You're doing really well. And when we were there...
And I don't even, like, practice.
Friends were very, very impressed.
I can do random words. It's quite hard to put a sentence together.
What is it they say? You've got, don't worry about the grammar. You've got to have an understanding of the basic 5,000 words first.
Yeah, yeah. Because the sentence structure is Yoda.
Yeah.
Not European-centric.
Different it is.
Different it is. So I can understand more than I can say or write. I can hardly write anything because it's hard. Anyway, kawaii metal came about because a group called Baby Metal came out of the J-pop industry, actually. And these young women, their producer, whose last name was Koyabashi, I want to say, he wanted to do something a wee bit different. So he combined death metal with the kind of saccharine kind of vocals of J-pop. And so we've got kawaii metal. Now, these girls, or women now.
It's hard to tell.
Yes, oh, I know, because they
hard to tell until about the age of 40.
Yeah, they keep their skin, they look after themselves way better than I ever have. And they use better makeup. Anywho, it's just a really fascinating and unique combination of those two styles of music. And to be fair, actually, these women... these three women are called Sioux Metal, Moa Metal, and Momo Metal, which is a combination of their names and the word metal, obviously. Anyway, their producer purposely put this genre together, and they were the first evers to do it, so they're groundbreaking.
Pioneers, or pioneeresses.
And so this particular one came from a Reddit list of good songs for a Halloween party. And they combine with a Russian band called Slaughter to Prevail, who are now based in Florida, actually, but their lead singer, in inverted commas, is called Alex Terrible. So when they start a sentence with terrible, it's like, what? Anywho, these guys have been around since about 2014 as well. To be fair, actually, these girls, women, are one of the few kind of K-pop, J-pop bands that actually wear clothes. Although they're those cutesy, you know, frilly dresses, like a maid's outfit, but, you know, interpretations of that. They're at least mostly covered, and they're in, you know, black and silver and gold and all that stuff. So they still have their little cutesy pigtails, you know, and all that stuff. But I actually really like this one. It's called Song 3, and it's a really good opportunity to practice counting to three in Japanese. So you have to listen very carefully for Ichi ni san. But if this doesn't wake you up, nothing will. Here you go. Song 3, Baby Metal and Slaughter to Prevail.
That'll be the loudest thing you will hear on Southland Radio on a Saturday morning.
You're awake.
Well, if you weren't, you will be now. And if you're a bit dusty after Friday night, by Christ, I bet that's cleaned out some cobwebs.
Could perhaps be a reflection of the week I've had also.
Well, yeah.
But actually, I'd rather, it's a weird combination that works.
So,
watch the video, it's great.
Baby Metal and Slaughter to Prevail with Song 3. Musical Taste of Asia with Russian overtones on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Last Friday, our little dinner group went out and had Nepalese. One of our members, Stefan, had suggested more than once we go to Momo Gar. And so we did. And people weren't really sure if it was actually a restaurant because it's a small place.
Well, I wasn't sure it was open at night, actually, but they were open till 9, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah, it was great. I'd hurry back. In fact, next time the matriarch wants to go out somewhere for, instead of going to Mama-san, I will try and get her there. Because well, I think she'd like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not too spicy. It's
exactly.
The curry, it's the subtle curry flavours. And I don't like the artificial curry powder stuff that we get. But that was really good.
Mm.
The meat was amazing.
So if you look at there's a mixed platter, mixed grill sort of, which is well good. Check it out, Mama Ga. It's on Esk Street, opposite the Esk Street entrance to the Kelvin Hotel. Thank you for a lovely meal. It was most enjoyable.
Yes, and they were very hospitable, actually, and very patient with our noisy bunch of singers and random outburst people.
Well, they did well from us, so it should be.
Yes. It was a really reasonably priced, too.
Yes.
Actually.
Yep.
The cheapest meal out we've had for a while.
Well, we had, we both had a main and we shared a dessert, we shared an entree and...
I had a couple of glasses of wine.
Wines and I had a beer, and it was still less than a hundy.
Yep, so really good.
Yep, well done. Thank you for a lovely evening. Very shortly, some local music and a look back at what I was doing last weekend, but first.
Steve Le. Wow. Le Bois. Steve.
Glad I checked the microphone song. It's about to start singing.
Il a des bras et des jambes. Le Bois. Steve.
So what's been going on in Lyndall's real world? If you need an example, on our Facebook page a couple of weeks ago, Lyndall had talked about the pole dancing lizards. And up it went and people went, what the heck is this?
See, this is what happens in my brain.
So what's been happening in your brain apart from a lot of swearing over the last week?
Well, speaking of odd combinations earlier, imagine... if you will.
Okay.
Kung fu fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, karate styles.
Grasshopper.
And a cow.
If it was kung fu cow fighting.
Mm. So kind of that. And, you know, you have to kind of question everything that you see these days because AI is being used.
Well, I've seen cows kick.
A lot in Instagram reels particularly, in Facebook reels. Subsequently.
Yep. It's hard to tell the difference.
But this is from an account called The Cringe _ TV. And it's... so they cover off all sorts of cinema of varying qualities and questionable motives. And this particular one is a whole, like, more than 30 seconds, I think, of a cow kung fu fighting with a bloke. And so this cow is doing, you know, those spins, the horizontal spins, and kicking this guy and, you know, doing side kicks and then uses its udder to squirt him with milk.
Oh, no.
And then
you sure it's a cow?
Yes. And then the guy gets the upper hand for a bit, and so he... pulls the teats and starts twanging them like
oh no,
like a guitar string. And it's just, I can hardly say it out loud. It is well worth a cringy watch.
The hell was this on? Some animal form of Pornhub?
I don't know where this account gets their stuff from, but I don't know about the rest of them, but this one is well worth a watch. The account is called The Cringe _ TV, and you will find the kung fu fighting cow... and it's milk-filled teats having a battle. It's brilliant.
Steve Le.
I was going to say, pull the other one.
Steve. Il est orange.
72,000 people have already liked it.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of people with a lot of time up their sleeves. Last Saturday night, I was privileged to MC the, let's see if I can get all the sponsors right, the ILT Southland Music Awards 2025, which included three new inductees into the SBS Bank Southland Music Hall of Fame, which were Rima Barlow, Rima Barlow, Leon McElhinney, and Michelle Lang. And then there were six nominees for SIT Southland Entertainer of the Year. Now, quite
all
obviously,
remembered with his eyes closed.
Focus.
Because that's how it is.
Focus, Grasshopper. I'm getting my udder in the right direction. The highlight of the night, personally, was the Michelle Lang set after she was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Man, that woman owned the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all really good. Rimmer was back together with a band that he hadn't played with for ages. Leon was really brave and did an entire set of originals, which were really good.
Yep.
Including opening with a nice song that he sang with his daughter, Kaya, who was my assistant on stage handing the awards. But then Michelle, wow.
Yeah, well, she got people up on the dance floor. That's always a good indication for me.
Yep. But it's truly her happy space. Because she's a very shy, humble person.
Yeah. She becomes an entirely different human being when she gets up there and owns the space. Oh, she's amazing. And she's got an amazing voice, can do just about anything.
Just a great stage presence. It was really nice, actually, because she was playing with her band Jet Set. Daniel Monteith, keyboard player of the year, on keys. I don't think he's normally part of Jet Set, but of course they play together. Jordan Cossell on drums. Jason Schmidt had moved to bass for a change, which I hadn't seen. Jason played bass before.
Oh, I had, but not for a long
very good
time.
And it was wonderful to see Morgan Bickley back. Haven't seen Morgan for ages. And he was obviously in this happy space as well, shredding guitar like he does.
And I didn't get a chance to say hey, actually. I didn't realise he was there until it was too late. So, hey, Morgan.
Yeah, he's looking good.
He is looking good. And I've come across two of his boys at Upper Ema College on the odd occasion.
Cracking night. And the Entertainer of the Year went to Lachie Hayes. Second time he's won. We watched him win the first time a few years back.
Indeed.
A year after his father had won it, Stephen.
Yep.
Lachie also won Album of the Year for his album Subsatellite, which is well worth checking out, by the way.
Mm. That's coming from me.
Yep. And he got up again, because all the six finalists had to do a performance, and the song that Lachie did isn't on the album, so I can't play it, Light of a Welder. Fair to say, might have had a couple of spates. But
yes, he did, because I was sitting at his table.
It was a very fluid performance. By that, I mean physically, he was really throwing himself into it and enjoying it and relaxed and humble, as Lachie always is. He's just nice bloke.
I don't think he took any of the credit for himself.
No. Threw a whole lot in the direction of Blair Savory from Massive.
Yeah.
I do see that Lachie Hayes and the Tokonui Chainsaws have a gig coming up next week, I think, at Threes and Sevens.
Oh,
just in case. In case you wondered. Yeah, that'll be packed.
It won't.
And so I thought we might finish with a track from his album, which is called, as I mentioned, Subsatellite. It's the last track on it, called Woman That Tamed the Devil. It's a rocky little number, and kind of like Light of a Welder, which he performed. Up-tempo, I liked it. So that's what we're going to finish this particular episode of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Well, thank you so much for listening. We do hope you have a pleasant and safe Labour weekend, that the winds don't blow you away, that you keep safe and you get lots of sweets at Halloween and don't get diabetes. We'll catch you back next weekend.
devil.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.